Hello once again. This is Paul Anthony Kelly with East Los Angeles Places, Faces, and Real Estate. And thanks a lot for coming back. I really appreciate you listening. And, you know, I keep saying the same time, just have a great time doing this. I really love it. Well, today let's talk about something real estate related for people who are thinking about selling their home. It's some houses, you know, most of our houses, including mine, really, we need to stage our homes, right? And what that means is like make it presentable in a way that is going to help people decide to buy your home, right? Buy our home as opposed to walking away from it. So so that's an art and a science, I guess, in that you need to present it so that it's more appealing, right? To as many people as possible. So I'm going to give you today 10 tips in order to achieve that, so that you're able to get, you know, the most people interested and hopefully get the most dollar too. So look, let me share a stat with you guys. According to the National Association of Realtors, this is done in 2017, 49% of buyers agents believe that home staging has an effect on how a buyer views a home. And 77% saying that it makes it easier to buyers to visualize the property as their own, right? So, if you can imagine maybe if you're seeing homes that have been remodeled and they have furniture, usually a lot of these homes are usually looking really nice. Well, that's kind of like what stage is, right? And well, not all of us have the luxury to move out of our house and make it empty, but well, of course we could do more than just to present the house the way we have it. We could, you know, make it look a little better. And that's what this is about. So first of all, you're going to spend your time where it counts, right? So the rooms that are the most important for buyers to look at, that need to look the best, are going to be, this is according to National Association of Realtors, going to be the living room, the master bedroom, and the kitchen. So those are the ones that you want to focus on. Now, it doesn't mean you don't want to focus on the rest, but if you're going to spend more time, that's where you want to start. Another tip is going to be that you need to depersonalize your house. So what does this mean? Yeah, you know what? Your house could have, you know, it has, maybe a lot of houses have a certain charm and they have knickknacks here and there. However, you know, when you have people coming to see your home, you want them to imagine themselves living there. So what you want to do is remove all your photos, your personal photos, frame photos, that anything that's on the wall, hanging on the refrigerator. You know, you want to keep your clothes stored away, out of sight. Clear the bathroom counters from anything, like, you know, any bottles, sprays, things like that. So keep it clean. Even, you know, toothbrushes, all the everything put away. You know, and so we want to remove anything like that. Also, what you want to do is you really want to have, you don't want to have any clutter in your house, because having clutter makes it seem smaller. So by removing it, you're going to make it look bigger. And that way people, things like games and papers and movies and any type of knickknacks and things like that, well, you want to remove those. Get rid of all those things because you want clean surfaces all the way around. And well, this doesn't mean though you just grab everything, throw it in the closet. No, we don't want that, because people will come and they want to open the closet. Because imagine yourself when you're going to go buy a house, if you've bought one before, or if this is your first house you're buying, thank you again for tuning in. I love it. But if you're looking for a house, you want to open everything, and you should. You want to open the drawers, open the closet, see how big they are. And what you don't want to do is open up the closet and all of a sudden you have an avalanche of things that's falling on you, right? So put them away somewhere else in the garage, if at least, or even better, because you don't want your garage full of things also when they open it. They don't want a whole cluttery garage. If you can, you know, rent the storage space so you can put your things away for now. Here's the one that's really important. You have to clean like you've never cleaned before. And I mean, the house needs to sparkle. Sparkle. You want it smelling nice. You want everything cleaned out. Every little corner of the house, the windows, a house has to sparkle. And this has to be something that's done on a very regular basis, because, you know, if you're lucky, hopefully you'll get to sell your house right away. But if you're not, if it takes a couple of weeks, well, then, you know, two or three times a week, you're probably going to have to clean the house entirely. You know, and if you have a lot of traffic in your house, then maybe every day, you know, sweeping, mopping, and the whole thing, and then deep cleaning once a week, you know, getting the windows and everything else. But yeah, it needs to get done. You need to do it because you want the house super clean. Now, any type of, you know, scratches and nicks and holes, you want to repair all those things. So a lot of times it's just simple repairs. You know, you could do a little bit of patching. You know, here's a tip, you know, for smaller holes. You actually I've read it on the internet, people could use toothpaste. You can just put a little toothpaste in small little holes and it'll cover it up. Of course, you're going to have to paint that, you know, or blend it in or something. But yeah, that's one thing you could do. So paint touch-ups, you know, that's going to be important. Hopefully you still have the paint that you had before. If not, try matching it. Take a picture. You know how it is, the technology nowadays, you can match your paint nowadays. So yeah, you need to take care of that. Also, any like scratches and scuffs on the walls, you could use a melamine foam eraser pad. You go room to room and you raise them out with that. Now, if you have a house with bright colors, you definitely want to consider painting those walls to neutral colors. And you know, just bright colors is reported, you know, not just me. I'm not saying it just because I think so, but it's a statistic. People find that as a major turnoff. And again, you want to make sure is that your house invites people to imagine what they're gonna feel like inside their house, how their furniture is gonna fit, and maybe they'll decide what colors they want to paint it. So if you have it as neutral as possible, that's gonna, like a gray, a white, a taupe, as neutral as possible. That way people can imagine how they're gonna be in that house. So also, you want to make a good first good impression. So for example, and what I'm meaning by here is that it may be Christmas time, it may be Halloween time, 4th of July, Easter week, you don't want to have any decorations up. And you need to, again, keep it, it's about keeping the house clutter free and as neutral as possible. And if your front stoop, you know, the stairs in the front or the sidewalk, it's dirty, hey, you know, scrub it out or use a power washer. Get it, you know, scrub off the dirt from it. Maybe add a couple plants in the front, you know, a nice welcome mat. You know, things to make that good impression, right? Your yard, perhaps. Make sure it's trim. Make sure it's neat. Have the gardener come once a week instead of once every 2 weeks. Or if you yourself do it, make sure you do it every week. Keep it super tight, everything nice. So also something else says, you know, talking about the plants inside your house, you know, make it look fresh. You could have a fresh vase with flowers. Also open up the blinds, you know, that's, you know, you want a lot of light inside your house. And you want all the lights on too, you know, so turn on every light inside your house before your house gets shown. Even the closet lights, everything turned on, because you don't want people looking and say, oh, where's that light at? You want everything turned on so people could just, your potential buyers could just walk in, take a look around and open up the blinds and feel welcome. You know, going back to the plants, it takes some care of the plants. If you're not really looking to do that, hey, you know what? Get some fake plants. You know what? They work just as good. And, you don't have to worry about taking care of them. And it'll give atmosphere to your house. And well, the last tip I'll give you today is, you know, maybe you have too much furniture, or maybe you just need to reposition. But what you want to do is open up the house so people could just walk right through it. So rearrange your furniture. And if you have too many chairs, too many couches, well, you know, time to maybe take some out, sell them. So you're moving anyways, right? Or if you're going to keep them, put them in that storage spot. Get them out of there. Because you want, again, as much empty space as possible for potential buyers to come and take a look at the house and imagine themselves living there. Alrighty. Well, that's another mini pod. Well, today I think it's been the longest mini pod so far. It's about 10 minutes coming up right now. But I appreciate, you know, I really appreciate you guys being here and listening to me. Again, this is Paul Anthony Kelly with East Los Angeles Places, Faces, and Real Estate. That's the way it is.